so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, former Texan, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. I believe all songs tell a story of some kind, maybe just one moment, maybe one emotion, but some have more complete plots and even seem like a short story. So that is our focus tonight, story songs. Some that are stories of love, some of crime, some revenge, and some just flat-out weird. Our opening set is neither one of these, though. The first describes a vast and distinct part of Texas, and the second describes a microenvironment, a parking lot. We're going to lead off with James McMurtry and a song about a city that is the most appropriately named city I know in the history of humankind, certainly in North Texas. The song and the city is Level Land. James McMurtry.
Flatter than a tabletop. Makes you wonder why they stopped here. Wagon must have lost a wheel, or they lacked ambition one. In the great migration west, separated from the rest. Though they might have tried their best, they never caught the sun. So they sunk some roots down in this dirt to keep from blowing off the earth. They built a town right here, and when the dust had all but cleared, they called it Level Land. Right now, Level Land. Granddad grew dry land wheat, stood on his own 2 feet. His mind got incomplete, and they put him in the home. Daddy's cotton grows so high, sucks the water table dry. His rolling sprinklers circle by, bleeding it to the bone. We'll be right back.
central air. We'd sit outside and watch the stars at night. She'd tell me to make a wish. I'd wish we both could fly. Don't think she's seen the sky since we got the satellite dish. And I can hear the marching band doing the best they can to play. Smoke on the water, joy to the world. I paid up all my debts, got some change left over.
There's a little song about West Texas, I think. Sitting on the fender of someone else's truck, drinking old Crow whiskey, hot 7-Up out in the parking lot. You can hear the band playing right through the wall. Ain't no cover charge, ain't no last call out in the park. In love. Now there's a couple of cowpokes putting up their dukes. There wasn't much to it after both of them puked out in their park in love. And then someone called the police. Police finally came and they wrote them a couple of tickets and they took a couple of names out in the parking lot. Well, I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel. I love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. Given up, some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. There's a couple could not wait to get home. Mother, probably in love, so let's leave them alone out in the parking lot. Now the band is on the bus, they're all loaded up to leave. But the drummer's got a girlfriend and she's tugging at his sleeve out in the park in love. Well, I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel. I love to to hear the pickup trucks come unraveled. Some have given up, some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. Now everybody's gone, they have shot out all the lights, and the dust begins to settle, and it's never been so quiet out in the parking lot.
Guy Clark with Out in the Parking Lot, along with Erlen Thompson on vocals and Sean Camp on mandolin, Bryn Davies on upright bass, and Kenny Malone on percussion, and Guy, of course, on the vocals and guitar. That came from Live Stories and Songs from 2011. That was recorded at the historic Belcourt Theater in Nashville, Tennessee. Even occasional listeners know a little bit about Guy. As the liner notes to another CD say, here's a summary of this. The liner notes say, he was a channeler of the human condition, plain spoken poet, master luthier, and probably the closest thing to Hemingway that Nashville or the Lone Star State would ever see. Lean prose, gut strings ringing, and a hard-won dignity that embraced tenderness as the ultimate manifest of toughness. That's a pretty nice summary, isn't it? Before Guy, we heard James McMurtry and Leveland from his album Where'd You Hide the Body? Came out in 1995, and probably my favorite album of his, certainly one of them. His most recent one I like a lot, too. James was born in Fort Worth, and after his dad, Larry McMurtry, and his mom, an English professor, split up, James moved to Houston with his dad, and he began playing guitar at age 7. And years later, while studying English and Spanish at the University of Arizona in Tucson, he began to play some sets at the place called the Sawmill Cafe. He later went to San Antonio and worked as a bartender and happy hour serenader at the St. Mary's Entertainment District. And he won an award at the Kerrville Folk Festival. And he got a break when John Mellencamp produced his first record after being turned on to James by Larry McMurtry, his dad. James's career really, really took off after that first album. Listen to story songs from Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon. We are streaming over the World Wide Web, of course. I'm your host, Jeff Letcher, pulling these stories from the archives. I appreciate your tuning in tonight. In the opening of tonight's show, I mentioned crime stories, and there are a lot of them, it seems. We're going to open this set with a crime story with a lesson, followed up with a song calling out some hypocrites. We're going to lead off with a song from Rodney Crowell, recommended by Susan Madden. Thank you, Susan. The song is Highway 17. Here's Rodney Crowell on The Voice of Vashon.
I put away 15 grand doing one-night stands, mostly liquor stores and filling stations. Me and this peeping Tom by the name of J.D. Swan and any number of his odd blood relations. This was armed robbery in 1957, and mostly our getaways were clean. Then I'd pay off the boys and bury my bread out on Highway 17. I had 5 kids and a wife with 1 dress and a yard full of cars that wouldn't run. My 2 oldest boys, they were on to my noise. They despised what their daddy done. But I did my thing the best that I could, making plans by the light of day. And the night would fall, and it was time to call, and I was always on my way. Now J.D., he was crazy, and he was inbred, and he drank whiskey like it was going out of style. You know, I should have seen it coming, the writing was on the wall. He was getting just a little too loose and wild. And he made his mistake out on Airline Drive. You know, those North Houston cops are quick. They blew a hole in JD the size of Dallas and put a lump on my head with the brunt of a nightstick. You know that 5 to 10 in Huntsville ain't no good time, boys, but I walked that line, do you know what I mean? 'Cause my mind was snug on that hole I dug out on Highway 17. I said my mind was snug on that hole I dug out on Highway 17. So I served my time only way I knew how, thinking big and making plans. All about the way I was gonna change the world when I get my hands on that 15 grand. You know, the EW and Herschel, my two oldest boys, they took care of their mom and their little sisters the best way that they could. Dealing dimes and stealing hubcaps, you know, pretty soon they were doing good. So I walked out those prison gates a free man on the first day of November 1963. I kissed my wife and I hugged my babies, but they didn't seem the same to me. You know, the boys looked on, they were already grown. It was written across their eyes and their faces. I'm the perfect sample of a bad example, gone forever from their graces. But baby, 6 long years and a lot can change, many miles beyond your wildest dreams. But a 6-lane wide modern interstate ride out on Highway 17, Lord, they sunk my ship neath the concrete strip out on Highway 17. Man, they broke my back, they built a concrete track out on Highway 17. Well, you know it ain't funny, but they buried my money out on Highway 17. This town.
And shouldn't Widow Jones be told to keep her window shades pulled down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't make it cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she had a little nip of gin. When you have the nerve to tell me that you think as a mother I'm not fit, well, this is just a little Peyton place and you're a Harper Valley hypocrite. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did happen just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
Stephanie Urbana-Jones with Harper Valley PTA, a song written by Tom T. Hall and a major hit and Grammy Award winner for Jeannie C. Riley back in 1968. And that song inspired a movie in 1978 and a kind of a short-lived TV series, both starring Barbara Eden. And the singer you heard was Stephanie Urbana-Jones, born in San Antonio, who also is a shamanic minister. She prides herself on her Hispanic heritage, and that comes out in her music. The album that Harper Valley PTA came from is called Tularosa, in which she takes classic country songs and injects some Tejano elements into them. It's interesting stuff. Before Stephanie, we heard Rodney Crowell with Highway 17 from his outstanding album, The Houston Kid, was released in 2001. It kind of feels, in a way, if you listen to that whole album, like a soundtrack to a documentary about Rodney, who grew up in a really rough neighborhood in East Houston. Many of you have heard about his success as a songwriter and performer and producer, and primarily of his ex-wife, Roseanne Cash. He was running buddies with Guy Clark, and whom we just heard, of course, and Townes Van Zandt, and he played guitar and sang with Emmylou Harris about 3 or 4 years after meeting her at the Armadillo World headquarters in Austin. His most recent album, Triage, came out in 2022, and that's a good one as well. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, and we are your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing songs that tell stories of some kind or another, rather robust narratives at that. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
Well, thanks again to our underwriters and all of you who are members of the Voice of Vashon, especially you sustaining members. We like that a lot. So next up, we are going to turn to love stories that have some element of crime involved and a connection also to the Texas-Mexico border. And I think it's going to be kind of interesting. We're going to lead off with two very, very distinct voices, Ray Charles and Willie Nelson, and the song Seven Spanish Angels.
Down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And
seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, "Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man." And she knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar,
of the sun.
Oh, I believe
they were praying for the lover
that it was
in the valley of the gun.
Well.
When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared,
there was thunder
on the throne.
Oh, yeah.
And seven Spanish angels.
In the cool of the evening, calls me to dance. My back's about broken, dropping the plans. My soul is so thirsty, I can't sleep at night. She walks in my dreams, brings me delight. I was born to the worker, to toil and to strive. My father before me, he worked all his life. He took nothing for granted. He said, "Son, never bend. This heart that's been broken, only her love can mend. Some men could give you ranches and rivers with fences and barbed wire to keep out the cold. But me, I got nothing, no titles to nothing, just a love and the fire. More precious than gold." Something's going down. Would you pack your things and run with me?
tomorrow at sunrise, with the dew on the cotton, they'll cut loose the watchdog when they see that we're gone. The smile of my sweet one asleep on the car seat. 10 miles to the border, where we will be free. Some men could give you ranches and rivers with fences of barbed wire to keep out the cold. But me, I have nothing. No titles to nothing. Just a love and a fire. More precious than gold.
Joey Lee with Ranches and Rivers from his album Letter to Laredo, released in 1995. You also heard Dutch flamenco guitar player Teye and Lloyd Maines on dobro, pedal steel, and slide, and Ponte Bone on the accordion on that one. Joe grew up in Lubbock with his friends at Monterey High School, Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Butch Allen, and together the three of them formed a group called the Flatlanders, and Terry Allen was also in that class. And if you ask Islander musician Ian Moore about Joe, you might get a few stories about playing in his band early on, as well as the influence that Joe had on him. Before Joe Ely, we heard Willie Nelson and Ray Charles and Seven Spanish Angels, and I got that from the Essential Willie Nelson, released in 2003, but the original recording came from Ray Charles' album Friendship, recorded in February of 1984, and that song reached number one on the country singles chart in 1984. Willie, of course, is from Abbott, Texas, and one of the things I like about him is that he records with all kinds of different folks, which lets us hear voices from outside of Texas, in this case, Ray Charles from Georgia. Let's do one more with Love and Crime, and this one from Steve Miller, Take the Money and Run.
Billy Joe and Bobby Sue, two young lovers with nothing better to do than sit around the house, get high and watch a tune. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to Pueblo, El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big hassle. Billy Joe shot a man while robbing his castle. Bobby Sue took the money and run. Go on, take 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 the money and run. Billy Mac is a detective down in Texas. You know he knows just exactly what the facts is. He ain't gonna let those two escape justice. He makes his living off of the people's taxes. Bobby Sue, whoa, whoa, she slipped away. Billy Joe caught up to her the very next day. We'll be right back.
course, Steve Miller Band, Take the Money and Run, from their Fly Like an Eagle album that was released in 1976. Steve was kind of a lucky guy, I think. He growing up in Dallas, and Les Paul and Mary Ford were regular visitors to his parents' home, and others came to his house, such as T-Bone Walker and Charlie Mingus. And in fact, T-Bone taught Steve how to play the guitar with his teeth and behind his back. And we're going to hear from T-Bone a little bit later on in the show. Steve went to St. Mark's School, and he teamed up with Boz Scaggs in their first band called The Marksmen, and off they went. You are listening to Story Songs on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, having way too much fun bringing them to you.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Minglement, Vashon Island's natural marketplace for the conscious consumer, where owners, staff, and customers alike embrace the importance of natural, organic, and non-GMO food and products, along with supplements, tinctures, gifts, bulk teas, spices, and herbs. Find them at Center, where the town of Vashon originated.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
Well, I think we ought to do just a couple more in a similar vein, love songs that involve crime. We open with a guy that has two loves, a motorcycle and a redheaded woman. Here's Robert Earl Keen with a classic 1952 Vincent Black Lightning.
Feel special on any such light. Said James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. That's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he put her on behind and down to Box Hill they did ride. Said James to Red Molly, "Here's a ring for your right hand, but I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I've fought with the law since I was 17. I've robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. I'm 21 years old, but I'm made 22. Don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Come down, Red Molly," said Sergeant McRae. "They've taken young James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast to the chest, left nothing inside. Oh, come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. When she got to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. Said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Said, James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world. It's 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. No nuns and Indians and greases won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. And he reached for a hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use of these. I see angels on aerials and leather and chrome swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and I'm
that was Christopher Cross from San Antonio and Ride Like the Wind from his self-titled album. And that was released back in December of 1979. Christopher, of course, was on vocals. He also was on guitar. He's quite a guitar player. And you may have recognized that backup voice. That was Michael McDonald of the Doobie Brothers. Christopher lived in Houston, and he was on his way to Austin to record the album, he said, and it was just a beautiful Texas day, so I took acid, and I wrote the words of that song, I Was on Acid, just between Houston and Austin. Nice little trip, so to speak. That album won Album of the Year, beating out Pink Floyd's The Wall that year. The album had 5 singles in the top 20 on pop charts, and Christopher was the first artist in Grammy history to win all 4 General Field Awards in a single ceremony that wasn't replicated back until 2018. His star, however, rather quickly faded. It was the dawn of MTV, and his music didn't come across that well. His dad, interestingly, was a physician, and in the mid-50s, he was physician for President Dwight Eisenhower's grandchildren. There's a little fun fact to know. Next trivia contest. Before Christopher, we heard Robert Earl Keen and 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. That came from his album Happy Prisoner, the Bluegrass Sessions, released in 2015. And the Vincent motorcycle has a reputation of being the fastest, and Richard Thompson played on that notion when he wrote the song back in 1955. Robert Earl Keen was born in Houston, and he went to Texas A&M, played some music there with folks like Lyle Lovett. He's got 18 albums out, and his live shows can get pretty rowdy. And next week, we're going to hear a song from Robert Earl Keen from one of those live. It's pretty rowdy. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection, where tonight we are listening to story songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. I appreciate your tuning in tonight. Next up, we have a weird story. That's all there is to it. It's a very weird story about a guy who gets a very early edition of the paper. A week early, as a matter of fact, and he makes some money. But there are some biblical undertones of denying one's maker, but you can decide all of that by yourself or just listen to the song. Here's T-Bone Burnett and the Strange Case of Frank Cash and the Morning Paper.
Late September 2 years ago, Frank Cash was down on his luck. He made a killing at Churchill Downs, but dropped it all at Aqueduct. And that left him somewhat thunderstruck. So he rented a place down on Lonely Street. He was looking for somewhere to hide. The paper showed up at the door every day, and he'd go through the classifieds. Then one morning he turned to the sports page, and he noticed that something was strange. The race results were from the day before, but the football scores were for next week's games. Frank felt scared and a little deranged, but a switchboard lit up in his brain. That Sunday he watched in amazement as the scores flashed by on his TV set. Monday morning he ran for the paper. He made it to the phone and began placing bets. He put 10,000 that night on the Jets. 10 grand he didn't have on the Jets. It happened like that the whole season. He couldn't even count all the money he made. He started buying Italian women and shoes, which he kept in a sprawling estate on the lake. And by that I don't mean by the lake, I mean on the lake. He waited all summer for football to start. The maid brought him the paper each day, but all he could find was yesterday's scores. The damn paper had ceased to prognosticate. Then a look of horror crossed his face. It had finally dawned on him, but too late. His rolls hit the pavement at 120, headed for Lonely Street. He rang the bell and a John Walker answered. Frank pressed his luck against the door screen. Frank asked if he still got the paper. John Walker said, "What do you care?" Frank answered, "I need to see the sports section just for a minute." And John Walker stared. Frank tried to push through the doorway. John pulled a real 45. The dogs were all barking as the rolls pulled away. John Walker was no longer alive. The judge looks down through his bifocals. The peers of the jury squirm in their seats. The courtroom is silent except for his footsteps. Frank Cash is about to speak. Frank says, "Your Honor, and ladies and gentlemen of the jury, all this has been happening to me because of this guy named T-Bone Burnett. He's been making all this up. And I just want to say, I don't believe in him. In fact, I don't even think he exists. And not only that, but this song is over." Frank got a suspended sentence. The jury ruled it was self-defense. They ignored his statement on the grounds it didn't make any sense. Cash had had a pretty good year, considering the dizzying chain of events. The paper was never delivered again, but I gave him back all the money he spent. And he married a woman with a lot of soul, and his first son will become president. If you see him, tell him I said hello, and that I'm happy to be able to call him my friend.
T-Bone Burnett in The Strange Case of Frank Cash in the Morning Paper. And that came from his Talking Animals album. He was born in St. Louis, but he was raised in Fort Worth, and he discovered music through his parents' 78s of music and a wide, wide variety of genres. He picked up the guitar and eventually toured with Dylan on his Rolling Thunder Review tour in the mid-70s, and then he played a couple of bands, went solo, and has released albums off and on through the years, the latest of which is, I think, Invisible Light, released in 2019. He may be best known, however, as producer of all kinds of albums, as well as the soundtracks of movies like The Big Lebowski, Oh Brother Where Art Thou, Cold Mountain, and Crazy Heart. I count 15 Grammys. He is quite a talent. We're going to go out the door of today's story edition of Boogie Back to Texas with a song about a hurricane that hit Galveston in 1990, the deadliest disaster in U.S. history, between 6,000 and 12,000 fatalities, with about 8,000 being the most commonly used number, 10,000 homeless as a result of the storm, and the path caused fatalities all the way up northward, including Canada. Galveston was booming at the time. It's the fourth largest city in Texas, but the storm just effectively obliterated it. And Eric Larson wrote a really great book about it called Isaac Storm. And the song is an American folk song covered by a whole bunch of people, especially Tom Rush. And this version is from Nancy Griffith with 24 voices, including Nancy and Carolyn Hester and Odetta and Emmylou Harris and the female leads, and Tom Rush and Jamie Hatfield and Frank Christian in the male leads. Wasn't That a Mighty Storm? From Nancy Griffith and the crew on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening.
Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning? Well, it wasn't that a mighty storm. It blew all the people all the way.
You know the year of 1900, children many years ago. Death come howling on the ocean. Death calls, you've got to go. Now Galveston had a seawall, keep the water down. The high tide from the ocean spread the water over the town.
And wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm in the morning when? Wasn't that a mighty storm? It blew all the people all away.
You know the trumpets give them warning, you'd better leave this place. I'm no one for believing till the death stared them in the face.
And the trains, they all were loaded, and the people were all leaving town. Trestle gave way to the water, and the trains, they went on down.
It wasn't that a mighty storm.
Flood, it took my neighbor, took my brother too. I thought I heard my father calling, and I watched my mother go.
And wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm? Wasn't that a mighty storm?